The Pittsburgh Penguins are in the midst of a contentious fight, not for the Stanley Cup, but for the future of a major development project. 10 years ago, when the team threatened to leave the city, a new arena and exclusive development rights convinced them to stay. Now, that development is the subject of a fair housing complaint, which could be decided any day. Keystone Crossroads' Margaret J. Krause reports.
In Pittsburgh's Hill District neighborhood, there's an empty 28-acre stretch of city-owned land. Standing on a hill, Carl Redwood looks down at the site. It's covered in parking lots, used by commuters and hockey fans headed to the PPG Paints Arena. Redwood points out that the arena was built with state and city money. In exchange, the Penguins agreed to develop this vast bald spot. Redwood objects to the deal the city made.
So they went ahead and they improved the plan of the Penguins to develop the lower hill without including housing set aside for people who are very low income.
The site is slated to become a mixed-use, mixed-income development, with businesses, entertainment, and more than 1,000 apartments. It's the apartments and what the rent will be that worry Redwood. He runs the Hill District Consensus Group. In December 2015, the group filed a fair housing complaint against the plan with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Our argument is because there's not one single unit that they plan to build that will be affordable for an average black family, that the result of their plan will discriminate against black families and is a violation of the Fair Housing Act.
20% of the apartments planned for the first phase of building will be rented to lower-income families, people who make about $32,000 a year. But Redwood says that's the problem. The average black family in Pittsburgh makes only about $26,000.
When they say mixed income, what they mean is moving rich families into low-income communities and displacing low-income folks. And here in the Lower Hill, they have a great opportunity to kind of correct that. They can build a whole new community.
How to build that community has been a decade-long conversation, and housing has been one of the biggest sticking points. In 2008, all the stakeholders signed a community benefits agreement, which laid out a plan for the site and set some expectations for affordable housing. But in 2014, the Penguins signed a new agreement with fewer stakeholders that ultimately lowered the number of affordable apartments. Councilman Daniel Lavelle represents the Hill District. He says they got the best deal they could, but he'd love to see more affordability.
All of us need to benefit from this development, and investing in the least of us is to all of our benefit.
Lavelle says he gets both sides. The community should benefit from development, and development is hard. For him, the tricky part is finding the right balance.
Our future is dependent on it. We get this wrong, and we will literally continue to push out. We'll create a playground for the wealthy, and we won't have a truly mixed income viable community.
Carlos Torres is executive director of the Pittsburgh Commission on Human Relations. The commission investigates allegations of discrimination, including in housing. He wasn't familiar with the Lower Hill complaint, but he says because the city receives federal money, it must further fair housing.
The city has an obligation to purposely overcome patterns of segregation and the denial of access of opportunity that are part of our nation's history.
Housing in the Lower Hill has been an issue for 60 years. In the late 1950s, an urban renewal project evicted 8,000 people. The city used eminent domain to bulldoze nearly 80 city blocks for an arts district that never really materialized, with the exception of a civic arena. It hosted concerts, rallies, and later became the first home of the Pittsburgh Penguins. The effects of that urban renewal project are still felt today in the Hill District.
Development of the arena changed the street grid, changed the traffic patterns, and changed the way that people related to this neighborhood.
That's Terry Baltimore. She gives tours of the Hill District as part of her work with the Hill House Association. She says the 1950s Lower Hill development cut the neighborhood off from the rest of the city.
And if you don't come to a place, you don't think about it.
Right.
It's like the place and the people are invisible.
Right.
Demolition of the Civic Arena in 2012 cleared the way for the Penguins' new development. Kevin Acklin is the mayor's chief of staff, as well as the city's chief development officer. He says he knows not everyone is happy with the level of affordability.
The realities are, how do you pay for it? It's easy to commit to a number. It's hard to actually implement it. We own the land, but we don't control the development.
More than $12 million of public money has been used to prepare the site for development, building roads and putting in utilities. The Pittsburgh Penguins did not respond to repeated requests for comment. A decision in the fair housing complaint is expected soon. Margaret J. Krause, Keystone Crossroads.